With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Very busy night for U.S. and British forces hitting dozens of Houthi sites in Yemen. That in a second wave of assaults meant to further disable the groups in the region. They have relentlessly attacked American and international interests in the wake of the Israeli-Hamas war. President Biden facing intense pressure to fix the southern border crisis. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Republicans have long criticized the president's immigration policies and called for asylum restrictions. But it's not just GOP officials putting pressure on the White House to limit border crossings. Nine Democratic governors from all across the country recently sent a letter to the president pleading for action to solve what has become a humanitarian crisis. With a record flow of migrants entering the U.S., states and cities are spending billions to respond, but are failing to keep pace with the new arrivals. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel calling for the party to unite behind the goal of defeating President Biden. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman with that story.
She made her comments as the party faces a cash shortage when compared to national Democrats and growing criticism from a faction of conservatives. McDaniel spoke at the RNC's winter meeting in Las Vegas behind closed doors Friday. She said, quote, "We Republicans will stick together." But there is dissent inside the party about whether it's doing enough to back former President Donald Trump, even though he's still facing off against former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley in the primaries. Ken Lorman reporting.
The death count is climbing now on those forest fires in Chile. Officials say at least 46 people have been killed. This is SRN News. Are you becoming more spiritual?
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans, and it turns out that 41% of them say they have become more spiritual over the course of their life, versus 22% who've stayed about the same, and 13% who have become less spiritual. Amongst the groups that are most likely to say they're getting more spiritual over time are evangelical Protestants, Black Protestants, and people over the age of 50. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists being blamed for the murder of at least 50 Christian villagers over 2 days in Nigeria's Plateau State. Those attacks prompted a 24-hour curfew and calls for authorities to take action against the two major terrorist organizations inside that country. Amnesty International's Nigeria office says the problem is much larger than the government is willing to admit. This is SRN News. Now, Connecticut, the first state to cancel medical debt. Tasha Stevens explains.
The state's canceling around $650 million for an estimated 250,000 residents this year. Those who have medical debt equaling at least 5% or more of their annual income, or those whose household income is less than $125,000 a year, are eligible. Tasha Stevens reporting.
A man armed with a hammer and a knife has wounded three people. That in an attack at a train station in Paris as security begins to ramp up for the upcoming Olympics this summer, the Summer Games. Police say the attack did not appear to be terror-related. The suspect believed to have, quote, mental health issues. Security in Paris is being tightened as the city gets ready for the Olympics. Wall Street, the Dow gained 134 points. More details at SRNNews.com.